Read to you tonight from Mark chapter 14. You have probably heard this text preached from before. I have heard this text preached from several times. But I was sitting in church a couple weeks ago, and I got a brand new turn on this text. Mark chapter 14. We'll start reading at verse 3. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. There were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always. And whatsoever ye will, you may do good. But me you have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. It's very interesting here. Not a particular part of a message, but I thought it was very interesting. Verse 9, verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Wow. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for your goodness and for your mercy. I pray that you would touch our hearts and our lives and our souls by the hand of Almighty God. Lord, I know that you can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask and above all that we think. I know that you're a great God, you're a mighty God, you're a powerful God. Lord, I pray that you would touch my mind tonight. God, and help me to preach to this people as I felt you spoke to me. I felt you spoke to my heart. And I pray, God, that you will help me and that you will speak to the hearts of those gathered here tonight. And give us from thy word exactly what we need. In Jesus' name, and the people said, amen. Amen. Here's what I want to preach on tonight. They said, oh, the waste of this broken vessel. I'd like to preach tonight on the waste of the unbroken vessel. That's what I want to preach on. The waste of the unbroken vessel. Now this obviously was not a minor event. Jesus said of this woman, this lowly, sinful woman that broke this alabaster box. He said, wherever the gospel is preached, this will be a memorial of her. Oh, hallelujah. Here she was. She's at Bethany. She's in the house of a man named Simon, who obviously had been a leper that Jesus had healed. Because if he was still a leper, no one would have been allowed in the house with him. He would have been living in a leper colony somewhere. So obviously this was a man that Jesus had touched and healed by his power divine. And folks have gathered in. Now, I don't know. I don't know altogether. But my question would be, and I wonder, Why was this woman here? Did she just wander in? Did she just come in the house? Or was she invited? And if so, then why? Because, you read the Bible scholars and they seem to think that she was probably not the most wonderful woman. But anyway, she brought with her an alabaster box. They were little boxes of perfume that adorned the shelves of houses. One writer said that there were some women of ill repute would keep these boxes and they would perfume themselves to become more attractive to enhance their trail of sin. And they seem to indicate that maybe that's why this woman had this box, that she might anoint herself with this perfume. But others, there were countless other homes that had these alabaster boxes. They were sort of a status symbol, you know. They were sort of a symbol of wealth. If you had one, I mean, they were worth a year's wages. It was not something that just every individual had. And so really, more than anything else, they were just a symbol of prestige. They were a symbol of wealth. Very much like those who wear their diamond rings today that really, you know, serve no purpose other than to try to flash to all those around them what they own and, you know, to try to impress folks with what they've got. Are you still here tonight? Now, one fellow said, and I may not have this exactly right, but I think he said it took about 8,000 rose petals to make an ounce of perfume. Hallelujah. So there were many, many thousands of rose petals, or whatever they used, whatever flower they had used, had been crushed, had been broken, have been pressed, have been to fill this bottle with ointment. Hallelujah. And oh my God, can you imagine the tragedy, oh, the waste of all of those vessels that were sitting on the shelves, the waste of all those vessels that filled the houses. No doubt there may have been some houses that may have stunk profusely. There may have, as you know, especially in Palestine, you know, where there were animals and goats and so forth. And probably there were a lot of houses that stuck, that had an alabaster box sitting on the shelf that if somebody would have just broke, woo, my God, it could have filled the room with aroma. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Amen. My wife, she wears a perfume. I think it's called what, Just Me or something. I can tell when she puts it on. Amen. When she walks in the room, she fills the room with that odor. I love it. Yeah, can you imagine us buying five bottles of Just Me and putting it all through the house and my wife never putting any of it on? You'd say, what a waste. Why did you buy it? Why did you buy the perfume if you're not going to put it on? Oh, my God, my God. And here they were. Here's a woman who has come to the Master. Here's a woman that's come to Jesus. Here's a woman that's broken. Here's a woman that's sinful. Here's a woman whose life has been touched. And she realizes this is the Master. This is the King of Kings. This is the Lord of Lords. I'm going to give Him all I've got. I'm going to give Him the best I've got. I'm going to break the bottle and pour the oil and fill the house with aroma. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Yes. Let me tell you something. Amen. The Bible tells us, speaking of salvation and the grace of God, it said we have this treasure in earthen vessels. What God was saying is that, and what I want to preach especially tonight, is that that oil is in you. That ointment is in you. Oh my God. If you are a child of God, amen, your life should be filled with fragrance. If you are a child of God, you should have a sweet smelling savor. If you are a child of God, amen, you should be the light of the world. If you are a child of God, you're called to be the salt of the world. And if you are a child of God, amen, you and I
fill the room and to fill the world with the aroma of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise
God. Everybody here so far? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Now listen to me. I want to preach to you. I think about the world. And it's a little hard for me to preach this all together because I never did drink. I never did drugs. You know, I never got involved in all that stuff of the world and sin. I never went to the night dives and all the things that the world goes to. You know what I'm saying? But let me say this. The world is not afraid to lavish their money on their sinful pleasures. They're not afraid to lavish $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 for a box seat at the football stadium. They're not afraid to break the box and break the bank. My God, to dive and jam, to dance and drug and whatever they gotta do. They're not afraid to lavish all they've got and give all they've got for the God of this world, the devil. And I wonder why we as children of God step through service after service with the grace of God inside. There's never a hallelujah. There's never a praise God. I tell you, brother, there's a curse of the unbroken vessel, of the ungiven praise, of the ungiven worship, of the ungiven glory to the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Oh, glory, 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 huh? Come on here now. Oh, yeah. Here a preacher man. When they go to the stadium, and like I said, when that man makes a touchdown, my God, they'll dance in the end zone. The crowd will throw their hats in the air. Amen. The tailgates will, and their trucks will fall open. And the beer and the wine coolers will come out. My God, you hear me? You listen to me? Brother, they're ready to have ball. They're ready to worship their God. You hear me? They're ready to break the alabaster box. They're ready to have a hooray time. And we come to church, are you still here? And we sit around, and we've got the greatest treasure that the world's ever known. We've got the grace of God. We've got the Holy Ghost. We've got the love of God. Hallelujah. And we don't break it. We don't worship. We don't glorify all the waste of the unbroken vessel. God, someone gets a shout now. Somebody gets to saying hallelujah. Some of them think it's a little wild. And we'll roll our eyes at them and say, wonder what's wrong with them tonight. Wonder what's got them so happy. Wonder what's got them so carried away. My God, every one of us ought to come through that door shouting. We ought to come through singing. We ought to come through with worship. Come on here. My God, we ought to come through with praise and saying, God, just save me. I'm broken. I'm blessed. I'm going to shout hallelujah. I'm going to shout glory to God. I'm going to raise my hands. I'm going to run the house. I'm going to have church. I'm going to break the vessel tonight. Woo! Let's just tell it like it is tonight. Some of you haven't managed it, amen. Some of you haven't managed to raise your hand. Some of us have been, are y'all still here? Some of us have never got into the service. Our minds are still on the job somewhere. Or we're on tomorrow's job somewhere. They were saying, come on, preacher man, get your job done and get out of the way. What a waste of time. What a waste of money. I come on here now. I wonder sometimes if we don't want, I wonder if we don't say, amen, well, I don't know why I go to church. I don't know why I waste my time. The problem is, you've never been broken. The problem is, you've never had the perfume. The problem is, you've never had the glory. The problem is, you've held back. You've never given God all. If you give God all, there'd be a praise. There'd be a worship. There'd be a hallelujah. And the vessel would be broken. Lift your hands and pray for me tonight. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Woo! Come on here now. Please, listen to me now. These alabaster boxes, they didn't have a lid on them. We could screw the lid off and pour just a little bit off. You know, they didn't have that. The only way you got the perfume out of the alabaster box was you had to be willing it was all or nothing. Can you say amen? Oh, y'all not helping me preach tonight? Woo, my brother Shep says I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Hallelujah. Oh, listen. Come on now. You heard what I said. Come on now. My God, with the alabaster box, it was all or nothing. Amen. When you got the perfume out of that, you had to break the box. Ah, come on now. You know why some of us have never got what we needed? Because we've never been willing to go all the way. We want to give God a teaspoon. We want to give God a little bit. Come on here now. My God, we want to give God some of our lives. We want to give God part of our lives. But if you want to fill the house, if you want God to touch you, you've got to break the vessel. You've got to break your heart. You've got to break your life. You've got to break your will. You've got to say, God, everything I give to you. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the waste of the unbroken vessel. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel like preaching. Hallelujah. My God, how many young men could have been preachers if they'd let God break them? How many young ladies could have been preachers' wives if they'd let God break them? How many could have done something for God if they'd have said, God, here's my life. I want to put it in your hands. I want you to take it. I want you to break it. I want you to make something out of my life. But instead, we'd rather sit on the shelf. Well, look how nice they look. Ooh. Oh, they really look good. They really look holiness. Well, that's great. But oh, my friend, listen to me. If there is no worship, if there is no praise, come on here now. If there's never any sweet aroma that comes from our lives, then I'm going to tell you, you're going to live your life and you're going to be the story of the waste of the unbroken vessel. Amen. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Come on here now. My God, my God, my God, my God. Understand? Let me tell you something. I made a choice. I made a choice 38 years ago. 38 years ago. I made a choice in a little 50 by 10 trailer. When I collapsed between that bed and that wall, and I said, okay, God, okay, this is it. Hallelujah. Sister Fulcher, it was all or nothing. Yes. Hallelujah. Are y'all not helping me? I could have sat there in that church. Amen. There had never been no lighthouse for gospel church. They'll probably shut, they may have shut the doors. Oh, name is, I don't know, God, of course, could have got somebody else. You understand? But the lives that God has allowed me to touch, and I'm grateful that there's only one reason. It's not me. I said, it's not me. It was not the vessel that they were worried about. I said, it's not the vessel that matters. It's the aroma that fills the air. It's the ointment that fills the air. It's the perfume that fills the air. The world is not interested in you. They want the Jesus that lives inside. The world is not worried about you, but that perfume, that life, that Jesus that you've got. The world is dying to hear about the Master. Tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Oh. Oh my God. I'm going to tell you just like it is tonight. I'm going to tell you just like it is. If we leave here tonight,
And you say, well, Brother Marquis, it's just a Thursday night. And we're missing a lot of people. And things aren't going that great. Okay, so what? Hallelujah. That doesn't change the God that lives inside of me. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. My God, there's a world around us, do you hear me, that is broken. There's a world around us that's dying. There's a world around us that's perishing for hunger. They have bread, but they're longing for the bread of life. There's a world around us that is thirsting, and they're dying of thirst. Amen. If we've got the water of life, do you hear me? There's a world around us that's dying for the lack of truth, and we have the truth. Somebody help me preach tonight. I'm going to ask your neighbor, when are we going to break the vessels? When is the aroma going to come out? When are we going to perfume Stephen's city with the gospel and the grace and the glory of Jesus Christ? It's time to break the vessels. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So it coincides with a multitude that were dying. I think it's in Matthew 7. They'd followed Jesus, 3 days? And they were hungry. And the disciples said, send them away. Send them away. Let them go. Get them something to eat. Jesus said, we can't send them away. They might perish. They might faint away. Woo! Is there any food here? I mean, they said 200 pence wouldn't even make a dent in this crowd. But what do we have? We got a little boy here. What's he got? 5 loaves and a few little fishes, 2 fishes. But what is that among so many? It's nothing until the master breaks it. Oh, glory. I said it was nothing until the master broke it. But when they put the loaves in the master's hand, when they put the fish in the master's hand, somebody help me preach now. Glory, then it's enough to feed the multitudes and pick up what was it, 12 baskets full. Hey! You say, preacher man, what can I do? You can't do anything. But if you put your life in the hands of the master, he knows how to break it. He knows how to make something out of your life and the loaves and the alabaster box. He knows how to make something out of your life. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Oh, Brother Marquis, what are we among so many? What's this little church among so many? I tell you exactly what this church is. This church is a light. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I said this church is a light in this community. Oh, what can we do? So few among so many. I'll tell you exactly what we can do. We can say, God, break us. Glory. God, break us and fill this town with the aroma of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't know if I'm getting to you. But it's working on me. If it ain't working on you, it's working on me. Oh, it has been working on me for about 2 weeks now. Working on me, eating me up. Hallelujah. Glory broken. The waste. I said the waste of the unbroken box. The waste of the unbroken life. My God, my God, my God, my God. What about Gideon? What are we going to do, Lord? What are we going to do? From 32,000 to 300 against an army of Midianites. What are we going to do? Oh my God, what can 300 people do among so great an army? Well, glory, here's what they can do. Get you some old clay pots and stick you some candles down inside.
Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then surround your enemy. Surround your enemy. And then what's going to happen? You're going to break the pitcher. And you're going to shine the light. Oh, hallelujah. We have this treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this power in earthen vessels. We have this light in earthen vessels. Oh, do you hear me? Do you hear me? There would have never been no victory. There would have never been no dead Midianite army if somebody had not broke the pitchers and shined the light. Hallelujah. There can be no victory, there can be no revival in any church anywhere across America until the vessels are broken, until our hearts are broken, until our will is broken. My God, when we get broken, then God and the world can see the light that is hidden in us. Jesus gathers at the Last Supper. He takes the bread. He says, "This is my body, broken, broken, broken for you." I go to Calvary. Now listen to me. Listen to me. I'm going to close here. Listen to me. I go to Calvary and I see a mangled body. I see the Bible said his visage was marred, his face was marred like no other man. He was swollen. His back was plowed in furrows. A crown of thorns had been pressed on his head. My God, he's beaten and bruised and battered. Woo! And the Bible said it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Why was that? Was in that broken, mangled, torn body came life and redemption and salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, that cross is what redeemed my soul from hell. Oh, my God, that sacrifice on the cross, that broken body. Woo, my God. That cross was my salvation. That broken body was for my sins. And then that awful scene at Calvary was to lift a broken world and let the light and let the love and let the aroma of redemption fill the world. If he had never been broken, there'd never be salvation. If he had never been broken at the cross, we would not be free from sin tonight. Oh, the waste of the unbrokenness. I'm going to close tonight. I'm going to tell you there's some of you sitting right here tonight, sitting right here in this building tonight. Your life to this point, are you listening to me? Your life to this point has been wasted. Why is that, preacher? I'm not a drunk. I'm not a drug addict. That's all fine and that's all good. My question to you is this: what have you done for the Master? There's only one thing that's going to count when you get to heaven. Only one thing. Only one life. It will soon be passed. Only what's done for Jesus will last. Mom, he don't care a bit more about the mansion on 800 Salem Church Road. It don't mean nothing. Matter of fact, it'll probably be a mark against me. Tight, but right. He don't care. He don't care how much money you got in the bank. Matter of fact, it'll probably be a mark against us. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what he does, man. I'll tell you what he's going to count.
And that's what you've done for the Master. That's why the little widow woman had just put in a couple ones. She said she'd give more than all. Why is that? Because she gave. Oh, she had. She gave all that she had. And I don't know if I've got any message tonight. And I guess the sum of my message tonight is this. God has got to have all of you. Amazing. Sister Lane was testifying. Basically, right along the same thing. Say, all. All. Everything. God has got to have it all. The lady said, I'm gonna break this box. I'm gonna pour out the ointment on the Savior. It may have been her life's. She said, they said it was a waste. They said, what a waste. Jesus said, nothing doing. No. This woman will be a memorial for all generations. Why? Because she gave her all. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you tonight. I've never given God my all. I doubt if anybody else here has. We always hold back some for ourselves. You read the lives of people like William Carey, Adoniram Judson, those missionaries. You want to talk about people who gave everything. Folks, they gave all. But I'll tell you what I can do. I tell you what we can do. We all can give Him more. And I'm not speaking of money. I'm talking about, my God, it don't cost a whole lot. Just the same God. It won't drain your bank account to come in the church and say, I'm going to worship God tonight. It won't drain you. Amen. To walk through them doors and say, I'm going to magnify the name of Jesus. Woo! I'm going to magnify Him. I'm going to glorify Him. I'm going to lift up His name. I'm going to make Him worthy of my worship. I'm going to pour on Him. I asked a question, is He worthy?
He's worthy.
I said, is He worthy?
He's worthy.
I said, is He worthy? Then what's wrong with us? Woo! If we need to stand right. Say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I thank you for saving me. Hallelujah. 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 Can you lift your hands right now? Oh, can you lift your hands right now?